Great to have you with us on WPR News. Larry Mueller here. We're going to talk about Wisconsin's outdoors today on the show to begin it. Those of us who enjoy the Wisconsin outdoors generate a fair amount of money for the state, about $11.2 billion in 2023. And I don't think you can put a price on the quality of life benefits that come from getting fresh air and enjoying our wildlife and getting outside. And we're talking about that today with Cassie Mordini. Cassie is director of the Wisconsin Office of Outdoor Recreation. So as we talk with Cassie, I hope you'll join in. How do you value the time you spend on maybe hiking or boating or skiing or some other outdoor activity? Give us a call. The number's 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. Cassie Mordini, welcome. Thanks for taking time to be with us today.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks so much for having me. Excited to chat outdoors. Love doing that.
Well, I tell you what, I think it was back in 2019, the Wisconsin Office of Outdoor Recreation was created. And at that time, I thought, well, isn't that what the tourism, the Division of Tourism does? But there's a, well, there, I mean, there's overlap.
Yep.
But there are differences. So maybe talk
Absolutely.
About the mission.
Yeah, happy to. And that is something that we've tried to explain over the last few years about what is different about the Office of Outdoor Rec that tourism isn't doing. And really the reason in Wisconsin, our Office of Outdoor Recreation is in our Department of Tourism is because there is that overlap and that importance of our outdoor product to tourism. It's one of the number one drivers for people visiting the state. So we need to ensure that not only are outdoor offerings top notch and continue to remain world class to drive that tourism, but also for the quality of life for our residents, right? We want to enjoy being here and take advantage of that. And it is also an industry unto itself driving our economy. Like you mentioned at the opening, $11.2 billion, over 97,000 jobs for Wisconsinites. It's creating that those vibrant communities. So our work really is to not only amplify outdoor recreation as an experience, a thing to do, a thing for travel, but also to drive that industry growth that's good for our communities and for our overall economy. And those industry stakeholders are anywhere from tourism attractions and to land managers, construction, building the trails and the infrastructure in which we recreate on.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
And we're one of several states that have recently created offices of outdoor recreation, are we not? And just you kind of wonder, why is it happening now?
Yeah, so Wisconsin was the 14th state to create an office back in 2019. The first state was Utah in 2013. So we really have been on the leading edge of this trend we're seeing across the United States. Today, there are 24 states, so about half of the states in the U.S. have an office or a governmental entity at the state level focused on uniting this and supporting this outdoor industry. Why, you say? Because there's a growing recognition of the economic importance of our natural spaces and the business that surrounds them.
It was interesting to look at the activities, popular activities of yeah. Wisconsin, and hiking and running on trails, I think, was was most often mentioned in some research, wasn't it?
Yeah, every 5 years, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has to complete what's called the SCORP, which stands for the State Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan, and it assesses the supply and demand of outdoor recreation and then sets forth goals for the next 5 years. And as part of that, the demand, they do a survey of all the state residents and what activities are they participating in, how often, where do they go? And yes, walking, hiking, running usually trends as one of the top, if not the top activity. And I believe even nationwide, that's one of the top ones. If you think about it, it's probably one of the most accessible outdoor recreation activities,
yeah.
Least barrier to entry, right? You can step outside your door and go for a walk.
Yeah, even so, boating was up there pretty well. I think the 30.
Yeah.
So, well, we have a lot of lakes and rivers and streams. So that makes a lot of sense to me. And gardening, even about a third.
Absolutely.
Of
yeah.
Our people. One of the ones that surprised me was hunting wasn't as high, not even in the top 10.
Yeah, now that you mentioned that, that is a little surprising. Even so, it may not be one of the top ones when you look at the full population of Wisconsin, but Wisconsin still draws in a lot of out-of-state hunters and anglers because we do have a really robust white-tailed deer hunting and turkey hunting in Wisconsin. So we do draw, I want to say, over the last few years, Wisconsin has been in the top three, top five for out-of-state anglers and hunters.
It surprised me a little bit. Well, it worried me a little bit because a lot of our, at least on the federal side of things, the money that we can use for outdoor recreation comes from Pittman Robertson and probably as well, what's the other one?
Dingle Johnson.
Yeah. Dingle Johnson. Mm-hmm. So the fact that those are lower, it was kind of worrisome in the whole, because they're driving that. I mean, that money is driving a lot of, you know, what we like about the state, even if you're not a hunter.
That's true. Yeah. Those excise taxes go back into our conservation and outdoor recreation work. And so it is very important that there is a funding stream that helps us continue to maintain and improve our outdoor assets.
Yeah. What was intriguing to me was the outdoor industry side of things. And I'd love to know more about how you support the outdoor recreation industry. And, you know, here we're talking, we got such a broad range. I loved the little video that kind of showed the various businesses. But then how do you go about these gear manufacturers, the rod makers, the retailers, outfitters, and guides? That's a kind of a broad range. Mercury Marine. I mean, there's some big companies and all the way down to a guide.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head there, Larry. And what is maybe unexpected about Wisconsin is we have dozens of world-renowned brands located in Wisconsin. You've probably heard their names before, but didn't know they were here. You might have named a couple. We've got Trek Bicycles, Pacific Bicycles. St. Croix Rod is the largest handcrafter of fishing rods in the entire North America. Bending Branches and Aquabound is the world's largest paddle maker. So they make canoe paddles and kayak paddles. They're located in Osceola on the St. Croix National Scenic River. We have all of these amazing product makers, and you might ask yourself, why are they here in Wisconsin? And they're not located only in metropolitan areas. No. They are dotted across rural Wisconsin too, right? I mentioned St. Croix Rod. They're in Park Falls, Wisconsin, a small community up north. It's because we have this outdoor product that's inspiring their maker. You know, the people that work there, they can also step outside, get refueled, re-energized. It's a part of their, you know, corporate wellness and health, that employee well-being that they can take advantage of in their time off and come back to work and channel that back into the work they're doing, creating, testing, designing the gear that we use when we go outside to recreate.
And how do you help those businesses? I mean, what does the office do?
Yeah, so one of the things we did from the early days of the office was really just trying to get a sense of who are those businesses in Wisconsin. There is no, there's industry coding for all businesses and organizations called NAICS. There is no NAICS code for outdoor recreation. So it was a very much a research-oriented project. Mm-hmm. And so we created an outdoor business directory to put all of these outdoor businesses and organizations in one place, and it's still an ongoing process to make sure that we're still finding them. Businesses pop up, they come and go, same with organizations. So we have a spot where we have them cataloged. It's a listing that's publicly accessible, so communities can even go in and look and see what outdoor recreation businesses are in their area. It serves as a hub for business owners to find their peers in Wisconsin. Who can they collaborate with? And so some of the things we're working on to build off of that business directory are creating opportunities for businesses to come together and meet each other. We are in the very near future going to be launching a business outdoor business needs assessment survey. So we'll be asking all of those outdoor businesses that we've learned about over the years to take a survey and help us understand, you know, what are their biggest needs and challenges right now, what's working for them, and how can the office work with other business support and development organizations or assistance that's out there to help level up what these specific outdoor businesses need.
Yeah, and I'm betting that you'll find there are some, even though there are quite different, you know, Trek Bike and Mercury Marine are different companies, but they may have surprisingly similar needs.
You're right. Yeah, absolutely. Workforce is a huge challenge right now for businesses across the board, not just outdoor recreation businesses. But outdoor recreation can be one of those selling points in attracting workforce. And so we created a tool for employers to use that showcases Wisconsin's outdoor recreation offerings, our culture, and the industry too, as a selling point when they are working to recruit talent from outside of the state. And that's available for free on our website. And we also worked with a handful of companies and communities to kind of tailor it to their specific locality or their company message, so it looks and feels like it's coming directly from them, but it's about Wisconsin.
Yeah, and I would think that could be all right. It's where St. Croix is located. St. Croix Rods is located is not a thriving metropolis, or, well, it might be thriving. It's not a metropolis, a large city or anything, but there are real benefits to be living in a place like that.
Absolutely. Yeah, and so that's what we're trying to capitalize on and utilize outdoor recreation as that selling point.
Rich in Madison has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Rich.
Yeah, good afternoon, or good morning, I guess, still. Larry, I love your show. I was just curious. Hopefully I'm not trying to cross too far a bridge here. I was just curious, as an inland trout fisherman, I think the DNR has done, you know, really positive things. I was just kind of curious about, is there any type of collaboration that goes on between the office of your guest and then, like, the DNR in, like, land procurement or protecting land that's already under, you know, certain restrictions or easements or whatever? And I'll, again, love your show, and I'll take my answer off the air. Yeah.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it. So, Cassie, you've got some things to say there, I'm betting.
Well, I would say yes, we absolutely collaborate with DNR and enjoy the opportunities when we have them to do that. In terms of the specificity of land acquisition, that's not in our purview as the Office of Outdoor Recreation. So that is something strictly in DNR. However, if we had a community come to us or an organization that was looking to working on a project and they needed to acquire land, we absolutely would refer them to our colleagues at DNR and some of the resources that they or grants they have available to help with that.
Yeah, that makes sense. You can't do everything.
Right? And why should we do something if we already have a state agency that's doing that, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, we'll give our listeners a chance to join in, by the way. The number to call again, 800-642-1234, or you could email us to talk@wpr.org. That SCORP survey, is that a statewide survey, or what? Or do we go out of state too or not?
It is strictly for Wisconsin residents. Yep. So that's in state.
And it's done, and the survey is done basically across the state.
Yeah.
Do you see conflicts coming up between, you know, we've got a lot of great outdoor activities, but then there can also be conflicts between, let's say, snowmobiling and ATV riding versus those who are the silent sports type, like hiking, biking, and paddling?
Sure. I mean, in any arena, right, there's going to be conflicts from time to time. But what I think is so great about the outdoors and in Wisconsin specifically, we've seen diverse user groups come together and realize that the cliche that high tides raise all boats, right? They understand that, and especially with the office being here and raising awareness of the importance of outdoor recreation overall to residents of Wisconsin, that if we're able to highlight one activity in a certain publication or whatnot, that it's going to have an impact, a ripple effect on all the other activities as well, because we can't always be everything to everybody at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we do try to make sure that, you know, Wisconsin does have a very diverse offering. We have a four-season climate, which makes snowmobiling a huge activity in the winter and absolutely an economic driver for communities where snowmobile trails are present. And those trails can be utilized in non-winter, well, some of them. Some of the public trails, a lot of snowmobile trails go through private lands, and that is a whole other undertaking that is really impressive by our snowmobile clubs every year.
Yeah, it's amazing. I've done interviewed some folks about that once, and the amount of effort and work and community relationships dealing with individual landowners, very impressive. Natalie in Menominee, Michigan has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Natalie.
Hi, this is a great show. Thanks for taking my call. And I'm wondering if you have a way to measure the economic impact of this outdoor recreation when some of these things don't, you know, you don't need a license to bike or hike or kayak or cross-country ski and that sort of thing.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Natalie. How do we measure the economic impact of non-motorized activities?
Well, I'm going to start with the big picture, and the U.S. Department of Commerce has the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, and they have a satellite account for outdoor recreation, which measures the contribution of the outdoor industry to our gross domestic product, and they will dial down to the state level. So that's where we get that $11.2 billion industry figure is from the U.S. BEA. It does also then line item different activities or different sectors, so we can look at it that way, and that's a measure of the goods and services that add value to our GDP. But what it doesn't necessarily measure is like on that local impact, how you might say, how much money does the activity of biking on this trail bring into my community? Because we know when people come to recreate in our communities, they're not just going to go bike the trail and then head home. They're probably going to fill up their car with gas, grab a snack. Maybe they stay for dinner. Maybe they're planning an overnight vacation. So that spending that comes into our communities is all part of that economic impact. And the office created a do-it-yourself economic impact program last year that we piloted with five different community teams to actually go through the process of how do we collect that data, then how do we analyze it and calculate that economic impact for our community. And through the five different communities that participated, they realized collectively over $27 million in impact from the outdoor recreation that they were studying.
Which is a fair amount of money, and this is just five areas.
Yeah. So, for example, I know you're going to be talking shortly with folks from the Wausau area. Marathon County looked at the economic impact of Nine Mile County Forest, and found that out-of-town visitors to Nine Mile generated $3.25 million for Marathon County.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. You have, it was late June, wasn't it, where you have your first ever Wisconsin Governor's Outdoor Industry Awards.
That's right. We were so excited to recognize these folks this year.
Actually, one of our next guests, Bill Bertram, was the won the Big Ten Award, and his contribution to outdoor. Well, what was his contribution?
Yeah, so Bill Bertram is a real mover and shaker in the Wausau area and has been at the forefront of a lot of their outdoor recreation developments over the years and ongoing. And he's the Great Pinery Heritage Waterway, was recently designated as the National Recreation Water Trail. And as they implemented that water trail, he was very involved in making sure that it was accessible. So there are universal kayak launches throughout. And he's in everything Phil does there, he's just very mindful about creating that bigger tent for outdoor recreation and making sure that activities are accessible and welcoming for all.
And the Wisconsin State Park System, 125 years old this year, we've done some series on the state parks on this program just to highlight them. And it's been a lot of fun. The park system won the Destination of the Year Award. Maybe a coincidence that it's 125 years.
You know, they are truly like the crown jewels of Wisconsin's outdoor recreation offerings. And how fitting, right, on their 125th anniversary.
I wish we had some more state funding for it. State funding for State Park has fallen quite a bit since the 90s, 1990s.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that our lawmakers will revisit and maybe increase support for the parks because they're sorely needed.
Well, as we see people continue to participate outdoors, I think that's a positive indicator of the importance of our outdoor spaces and our state parks in particular.
Yeah. So in the last minute here, what's your next big thing or what are you up to?
Well, I did mention our upcoming business needs survey. So if you're listening and you own an outdoor business, keep your eye peeled for that. Make sure you're on our email newsletter. If you're not, please find us on our website at outdoorrecreation.wi.gov and sign up for our newsletter. We're super excited. We're also, talked about the DIY Economic Impact Program. We have another cohort of five organizations that are going through that program now. So toward the end of the year, we'll have five new economic impact reports to share with folks and communities. We're just so excited to be also in the state budget this year. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin State Legislature made our office permanent. So we are thrilled to be able to actually see to live out our five-year strategic plan that rolled out earlier this year. So really just excited to keep the momentum cranking and make sure that Wisconsin earns its well-deserved spot at the top of, you know, outdoor recreation destinations.
Well, you are a good representative of the organization, Cassie. I want to thank you.
Well, thanks, Larry.
Thanks a lot for being with us. We'll get you back and do this again. How about that?
Sounds great.
All right. Cassie Mordini is director of the Wisconsin Office of Outdoor Recreation. We'll post a link to the website on our page, but if you type in Wisconsin Office of Outdoor Recreation, I can guarantee it will pop up. Up next, we continue our conversation about outdoor recreation by talking about the Wausau area with our guest Bill Bertram of the Wausau and Marathon County Parks and Recreation Foundation joining us. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News.